This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We begin tonight with that developing headline involving the president and Russia and a new intelligence report that says Russia is right now reportedly trying to help the president get reelected.
Russia was interfering in the 2020 campaign.
There must be something really rotten we can do today.
The president is a Russian operative.
I'm dinky.
It's official. Russia has endorsed the re-election of President Donald Trump.
The president of the United States is now helping the president of Russia help the president of the United States to get re-elected.
Maybe this time it will work.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Would you, if you are the nominee, go as far to commit to only one term if it meant uniting our party?
No. If anything changed in my health, making it incapable for me to fully exert all the energy and mental acuity that was needed to be done, then I give you my word, I would not run again.
Just like here in California, I mean, here in Nevada.
We tried it in Iran. We tried in Ukraine.
What's not to like about Vermont? I like Keene a lot.
In the state of Ohio. I mean, Iowa.
Still shoppers attack.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Radical Democrats are the party of high taxes, open borders.
But nobody is going to be deported in my first 100 days until we get through the point that we find out only rationale for deportation will be whether or not you've committed a felony while in the country.
Open borders.
I will do what I can do as president all alone. And that means I will make sure that these raids that sweep through our neighborhoods stop.
Open borders.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. And again, we've confirmed it during the break that the... These stories about the Russians infiltrating, again, trying to influence the election, first for Donald Trump, and everybody was laughing about that, so they decided to put out the story that they're trying to swing the election to Bernie Sanders. Like, that's news. But we've confirmed these are from the so-called mainstream media. These are not stories from the Babylon Bee, despite you would think so from reading them. Bernie says he doesn't, I don't care if they want to help me. Why would they want to help me? Just because I like communism and honeymooned in Soviet Union and defended the Cuba, Venezuela, Cambodia? Why would they help me? All right. Now, you may have read the stories. Governor Paul LePage, the greatest governor of my lifetime, I think, in the state of Maine, my birthplace. He was term limited. He couldn't run for a third term in 2018. But now he is talking about, again, seeking the governorship in 2022. And he's being urged to run, as they say. So joining us on the line now to discuss the urgings of the population is Governor Paul LePage. Governor, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Oh my God, Howie, it's great to be back. It's great to be back.
Do you think the Russians will help your campaign? Apparently they're helping everybody's campaigns.
I know, but I do have some friends in Kotlis, Russia, way up in the tundra. I don't think they know where Moscow is, but that's... But I do have some friends there. No, in 2018, they were having, Kotlis, Russia was getting their centennial celebration, and I tried to get a visa to go to Russia. They wouldn't allow me because I was a Trumper. I mean, this is serious.
I could not get a 2018? Visa. But Trump.
In 2018.
Trump was the president in 2018.
I know.
So this is the deep state. Wow.
I think we ought to get the I think I'm going to call Adam Schiff and have an investigation.
Yeah, they're gonna plant some FBI agents in the Bernie Sanders campaign to get to the bottom of this Russian collusion that's allegedly going on now.
Isn't that something? I mean, it's so incredibly insane. I mean, give me a break.
I know.
So, yes. I'm in Maine, by the way. I'm in my hometown right now. What's the name?
Really, you've returned. Oh. You've returned from the Sunshine State. Were you down here this winter?
Yeah. I was in the Sunshine State until 10 days ago. I've been up here for 10 days because February is President's Month, and I'm doing Lincoln Day dinners.
So, are the rumors true? Are you going to seek the governorship in 2022?
Well, this is what's going on. If it was up to me right now, I'd be in. But at the same token, I'm retired and I have a lovely, lovely wife, and she loves what she's doing. So I have to convince her to let me run again. And so us married men know that a happy wife is a happy family. So unless she says yes, I'm not going to run. But if she says yes, I'm all in.
So, do you think you could defeat Janet Mills? I mean, it's always tough to defeat an incumbent. You know, the congressman thought he could knock you off in 2014, and that was not in the cards.
I know, but this is the way I look at it. I will campaign on this formula. Paul LePage is a conservative Republican who can lower taxes versus a governor who's a Bernie Sanders liberal style socialist. And so give them a choice. And if they want to go to socialism, then I'll stay in Florida. I'll go back to Florida. If not, I'll stay in Maine.
Do you think that the Russians will help her out since she's a Bernie Sanders supporter? I mean, I've got Russians on the mind today, Governor LePage.
I know, but I don't know how many times he's been to Russia. Once on his honeymoon, right?
Yeah.
I went there twice for economic development to show him how to become a capitalist system.
So they might be with you. And we know
you
they're key. They're key. If the Russians are with you, you can't lose, right?
Now, I'm going to tell you a little story. The mayor of Kotlas, Russia, I was there in 2008, the last time. He was a councilman there, I believe. He became the mayor in 2011 and 2010. I ran. I won in November 2010. Became governor in 2011. And I remember him sending me a picture of his newborn son. He was about 4 months old from the Crimean Sea, and he had a LePage for Governor sticker on his chest.
Wow.
So I'm sure that the mainstream media is going to hold it against me.
Yeah, you're the Russian candidate. Vladimir Putin endorses Paul LePage. So... So, you know, are you going to be working in the hospitality industry again this summer?
You got it.
You are.
In fact, my wife decided that it was so good last summer that we're coming back in April and
April
work until October. April.
Wow.
Work until October. She leaves in October, and I'm going to become a Maine resident again. I'm staying.
Boy, so, April.
Going back for the winter.
The season starts a lot earlier than when I was in the hospitality industry in Kennebunkport back in the 60s and 70s.
Now it starts early. There are four seasons. We bring the people that want to ski. They come up and they check out the coast, and they're from the mountains, so they travel a little bit to come and visit us. And then May comes around, it warms up. We have a long-term lease on the house that I would love to buy. and they're not ready to sell it, but I'm going to work on them all summer. I'm staying. I'm becoming a Maine resident again. Floridians are okay. Florida's great, but I'm a Mainer, born, brought up, and I want to help the state become prosperous, and this governor is not helping.
You know, we talked about TCI the last time you were on about 10 days ago, and you know, I told you that she was kind of being cautious, but it seems like she's kind of hedging her bets that she, you know, if she could figure out a way to jump into the double the gas tax on Mainers, she'd join with our Rhino Governor Tal Duvall in Massachusetts and do it. What do you think she really wants to do? She wants to do it.
She wants to do it. She's, I'll tell you, I think if you look at social media in Maine right now, in the last 2 days, the Democrats are having conniption fits. You know, if it wasn't for the ACLU, we could all indoctrinate them into the mental institutions, as far as I'm concerned, because they're going crazy.
What are they doing?
Mainers, I mean, they just can't wait to figure out a way to keep me from running for governor. It's crazy. I'll tell you though.
How could they stop you from running for governor?
Well, they're saying they are interpreting the Constitution in a way that it's they're changing commas and semicolons, so that they're saying he's no longer here and he's a resident of Florida, and if he's not here for 5 consecutive years, he can't run. But that's not what the Constitution says.
5 years? Yeah. I never heard of such a thing.
Oh, yeah. The Constitution, the Constitution says that you have to be a certain age, have to have lived in Maine for 5 years, and the year you run, you have to be a resident. Well, I don't run for 3 years, but I'm going to become a resident in April.
So they say you have to be living in Maine. So you have to be living in Maine continuously since 2017 to run in 2022. Is that the argument they're making?
They're making the argument that you left for a year, so you can't run because it's not 5 consecutive. And I'm saying, let's go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Because they're wrong. But, you know, Howie, you and I have learned those last 3 years, if they can't beat you, they impeach you.
Right. Right. And if they can't impeach you, they'll just go back to the original hoax.
That's right. I'm just hoping. I forgot how many Supreme Court judges she's going to appoint in Maine this year, because there's some problems there, too.
Oh, boy. Well,
Mainers know that.
My text line is exploding here, and people want you. LePage will definitely win. I want to call him Governor Times 2. And it's just everybody wants you. 2022 could be the year I make the move. Governor LePage, please convince your wife to let you run. Now, that's my governor. I'm just reading these. Yeah.
So today, last night I spoke at Republicans in Kennebec County. Penobscot County. And I gave my wife's email, said, email her and convince her.
What is your wife's email address so my listeners can do the same?
Oh, my God, I can't do that. I can't do that because I'm driving and I don't know it by heart. I think it's annabanana99.ymail.com. I think that's what it is. Annabanana.
Yeah.
annabanana99@ymail.com, and she's and you know my wife,
yes,
self-deprecating Anna Banana. That's what we call her, as mom. I call her mom. The kids call her Anna Banana.
Anna Banana 99 at, and what's the service?
ymail.com.
whymail.com. Okay. Hey, Governor LePage, I hope you run again, and I look forward to, you know, call in anytime you want, and you know, let's we got to keep the heat on this TCI, because this is a Maine, Massachusetts. This is a whole regional thing to stop this TCI thing.
You got it, and Howie. If I run again, I told my wife, if I run again, I'm going to convince you to come up and campaign for me.
I'll be glad to. I don't know how much good it will do you in my hometown of Portland, but
well, we're working on it. You know. Strangely enough, in 2010, I lost Portland by 15,000 votes.
Yeah.
In 2014, I lost it by 7.
There you go.
We're not totally wrong.
I'll work all the 50 people left in the town who were there when I lived there. You know, everybody else has moved in from Brooklyn or Massachusetts or, you know, somewhere else where they have a trust fund. Paul LePage, always great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again and call in again, please, and keep us informed about what's going on with TCI up in Augusta. Thank you. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Matt, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are the Nevada caucuses going to be another Iowa?
Yes, I think they are.
59% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242. Just a couple of stories here before we go to the weekend. Just illegal aliens in the news. Three charged after 11-year-old gives birth in Missouri bathtub. Three relatives of an 11-year-old girl who gave birth in the bathtub of her suburban St. Louis home are facing criminal charges. And, of course, they wait till the seventh graph to say the man was charged last week. Charging documents say he entered the country illegally from Mexico and was previously deported. So an 11-year-old girl gave birth in the bathtub. Illegal alien. International fugitive from New Jersey is charged with killing his wife, arrested after years on the run. Felix Perego Mendez, 62, of West New York, was arrested last week at a home where he was staying in Reading, PA. He was deported, but he had assumed a new identity in Massachusetts. Oh, he got his phony driver's license when he came back after killing his wife in 2012. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Here's a story. I don't even know where it's someplace called Hobart. I don't even know where that is. Felony charges have been filed against a Hobart couple accused of driving twin boys off the road because they had pro-Trump flags attached to their bicycles. Bicycles. Y'all scared, just like your president. The woman, Kayleen Marie Smith. America is not great, bleeps, she could be heard saying. At one point, the other one was named Kyron Gregory Perry Jones. He asked one of the boys if he was a Trump fan, and he said he was. Let's see what he said in response to that. Oh, I have to fill out a survey. I disagree. I strongly disagree with whatever the question is. So then can I get in here? I strongly disagree. Okay, let's get it to the story. What the hell? Can't get into the story. I guess I can't get to it. I strongly disagree with that policy of making me fill out a survey. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We'll take a couple of calls. Then I want to get to the upcoming ban on handheld cell phones in Massachusetts as Tal Duval figures out another way to separate motorists from their money. I know they claim it's a safety issue, but this is Massachusetts, right? Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Comrade Carr, this is a private line, yes?
Da.
Hey, Howie.
Da.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Russiagate 14 has started. We got the Dems, we got Deep State, we got Pravda USA. If I was the president, I'd just say, hey, with comrades like you, who needs enemies, no?
I know. This is beyond farce. You know, you if you can get around the paywall in the New York Times, everybody really owes it to themselves to try to read the story. It's just utter nonsense. There's nothing there. And it's so ridiculous that they had to drag Bernie. I mean, Bernie's, you know, a peripheral figure in the New York Times story in the fifth paragraph and then in the 29th paragraph. But the story had so little impact outside of the fevered swamps of alt-left cable news that they had to drag Bernie into it now. It's the most absurd thing I've ever seen. Thanks for the call, Bill. Clint, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Clint.
Thank you, Howie, for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, Mr. LePage, Governor LePage, would love to see you run in 22 and would love to see you run for president in 2024 and appoint your own governor for the state of Maine.
I don't think I think if he's elected president, I don't think he gets to appoint the replacement governor. Right? There's somebody I don't know who takes the place of him. But is there a lieutenant governor in Maine? I should know this stuff, but I doubt.
I'm not sure, but I think it'd be a great follow up to President Trump.
Yeah, no, he would. He even when he was back in Chris Christie, I remember he was Chris Christie gotten him all the money for his reelection campaign when he was the head of the Governor's Association. So he had to, just as a matter of courtesy, decency, go with Christie. But he was still basically for Trump. I mean, when I asked him, I said, can you put a Trump hat on, this Trump cap on your head and let us tweet out a picture of you? Yeah, what the hell? He didn't even have to think about it. He just said, yeah, give me the hat. He put on the hat. People are asking, did Governor LePage mean Gmail or did he mean Yahoo? We're unsure of that. Grace, do you have any idea what he meant by that? Oh, there is such a thing as Ymail. Okay, so I guess it is. Okay. AnnaBanana99 at Ymail. All right. Thanks for the call, Clint. 844-500-4242. So the state of Massachusetts has been trying to pass a hands-free cell phone law for a number of years, and it comes later than in other states for one reason, because they said it would just be another reason to make selective stops, which it obviously is going to be. And Jim Fagan, who used to be the state rep from Taunton before Shauna O'Connell, he always used to say, they have 1,200 reasons to stop you already on the books. Do you really need 1,201? And I always thought that was a good point of argument. Even when he left, and, you know, he should have left the legislature, but you know, why do you need another law? But my point here is, this really bugs me in the sense that, is this law going to be enforced for everybody? Or is it just going to be enforced for U.S. citizens? You know, when this law was initially proposed, they said, well, this is another reason to stop black motorists. Black motorists will be disproportionately stopped as opposed to white motorists. Now, I think we have, after what's going on here with illegal aliens in the city of Cambridge, especially, illegal aliens are allowed to drive without a driver's license, right? So what I want to know is, are illegal aliens also going to be allowed to use their handheld cell phones? And then they're going to say, well, gringo, you can't stop me. I'm a victim of oppression as an illegal alien. I don't have the money to buy Bluetooth. So I barely have the money to replace my flip phone, although most illegal aliens that I see are people that appear to be illegal aliens seem to have the top newest technologically advanced phones there are. On Sunday, when the state's new hands-free law goes into effect, putting a full stop to handheld smartphone use, we will finally join the ranks of neighboring New England states that have been way ahead of us. This is in the Globe today. But at a time when our phones are our lifeblood and the need to check them can feel more compulsive than ever, kicking certain habits might be a lot more difficult than it might have been two decades ago when New York passed the first hands-free law. The new rules are meant to improve road safety by reducing distracted driving and holding operators accountable, according to Governor Charlie Baker, Tal Duvall. Well, Charlie Baker, Tal Duvall, also says that if he doubles the gasoline tax on motorists in Massachusetts, it will stop the rising of the sea levels, and it will save polar bears' lives. Do you believe that? Do you really believe that this is going to improve road safety? Here's no holding your phone. Right, exactly. No holding your phone. I mean, I know you shouldn't do this. I know you shouldn't do it. And you know, I drive, you know, talking on the cell phone like everybody else. But I'm not into checking my text messages. I'm not into checking Twitter feeds. I'm not into any of that stuff, as Grace knows, because I don't do any of that stuff. But I just don't appreciate Big Brother telling me that there's one more thing that I can't do. No holding your phone to make or receive calls. No sneakily scrolling through Instagram or reading or sending text messages or emails. Not at red lights. Not in dead stop traffic. Not at all. Much of this was already illegal here, but the difference between typing a text and dialing a number was difficult to discern from a police cruiser. Now, if your phone is in your hand, you're almost certainly breaking the law. Unless you're an illegal alien. In which case, it's okay. It's okay. Am I right? Even those implementing the law understand that old habits die hard. And do you know who one of the people they interviewed here was? Someone from the Cambridge Police Department, which I think, do they have any self-awareness how that looks to the average person who's just been told that illegal aliens are allowed to drive without a license in Cambridge? So now they're quoting someone from the Cambridge Police Department. He seems like a decent guy, Rick Riley. He was recalling a recent trip he took on a Logan Express bus when he watched from the window as motorists blew below on I-93 passed by while deep into their phones. Easily a simple majority, if not a large majority of people, seem to be manipulating a phone or some sort of electronic device. Every one of us understands it's dangerous, and yet many of us are still engaging in this behavior. But again, some of them are illegal aliens, and they're trying to set up fentanyl deliveries. Or they're trying to get to the welfare office. So we can't stop them. We can't stop them. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Officer Mark.
Howie, I'll have you know that I am in full compliance with New Hampshire state law, and I pulled off onto the shoulder using my phone in my hand.
That is commendable of you. You're a good citizen, Officer Mark.
Now, I have two points to make. Is Charlie Baker's son going to have to adhere to a hands-free law?
That is an excellent observation. You know, you can get into trouble with your hands not just while operating a smartphone, Officer
exactly.
Mark.
Exactly. And I also think that there will be an affirmative defense for the illegal aliens.
Yes.
That they do not possess the enzyme to have Bluetooth transmission going into the airfield.
Officer Mark, you know, you talk about racial profiling. How about sexual profiling? Do you think good-looking women will be more likely to be pulled over?
I wouldn't know anything about that. I don't know what you're saying. You know, you're breaking up.
Thank you, Officer Mark. Bye-bye. 844-500-4242. You know, some people get into trouble for misusing the databases in their cars, in their patrol cars, you know, to check out license numbers of female operators who are good looking, shall we say. Others who are politically connected, other police officers who have political ties, who maybe live with a drug dealer who's on the state police force, they don't get into any kind of jam. Bob, on a cell phone, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah. Okay. I want Dunkin' Donuts coffee cups banned. I want anybody smoking a cigarette banned. You're not allowed to use your GPS any longer. You know.
Yeah.
All this stuff is a distraction. So
you're right.
I admire Charlie Baker so much for standing up for us and trying to make our lives better.
He doesn't want people to get into trouble with their hands, except for his son, of course. You know, another thing, Bob, now that you mention it, changing the radio in your car, because, you know, a lot of people, especially in our age groups, they still use the radio. They don't use other streaming devices, et cetera. You should no longer be allowed to change a radio station while you're driving, because that's the distraction too. You have to stay on the radio. When you turn on the engine, you select the radio station and you're stuck with it until and you can't change it at a red light or when you're stuck in a traffic jam. You've got to stay on that radio station because it's a distraction, like you said, Bob.
Listen, they should make it illegal for car manufacturers to put radios in cars.
Because it distracts you. You know, Bob, I just thought of another distraction. Kids in the back seat. I've been distracted to the point of madness by kids fighting in the back seat of my car over the years. Yep, nothing should be, and you should, I don't know, if. Should you be allowed to hear anything, or should you have to wear some kind of noise blocker so that you can't violate the law by listening to a radio or listening to a streaming device? Anyway, 844-500-4242. What do you think of the new hands-free law going into effect as Big Brother takes another step towards turning Massachusetts into even more of a nanny state than it already is? I'm Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
978 says, H, I purchased the MASS-approved cell phone holder that mounts on the dash. This law is going to make things worse because now people will be watching movies and TV in addition to reading email and texts. They may have their hands on the wheel, but will be even more distracted. Yeah, this is not a good idea. I know, Paul Duvall, there's nothing he loves more than to virtue signal, and this is yet another way. Doesn't put as much money in his pocket as doubling the gas tax and claiming it saves polar bears. But, you know, any port in a storm, as they say. Paul, the UPS guy. What's going on, Paul, the UPS guy? Is this going to cut down on the amount of texts I get from you every day? Which I love, by the way.
Of course not, Howie. But what do all new cars have these days? A giant touchscreen on the dash.
It's like a giant cell phone sitting there on the dash that you have to, you know, navigate with your finger. Isn't it the same thing?
It really is, but I mean, it seems that, that would be exempt, wouldn't it, from the law?
That's even more distracting. And the phone is giant. It's like the size of an iPad, and it's right there on the dash. All new cars have it.
Yeah, I haven't bought a new car recently, so I don't know. But have you made any inquiries about this, whether that's okay to use the touch screen?
Well, for a commercial driver like myself, you know how they have the wireless earbuds that you can wear? You're only allowed to wear one of those. And sometimes that's just not quite good enough. You have to have two, but you can't. We're literally, our hands are tied now. We can't do anything.
That'll be tough to drive if your hands are tied. Have they put out any memos about this or any directions for you guys, what you're supposed to do now?
Yeah, we are not permitted to have our cell phones in our hands when we're on the road, period. Not only is it, as a commercial driver, is it against the law, but as UPS rule, it's a terminationable offense. So,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We cannot have our cell phones in our hands when we're driving our trucks.
And that was before this law went into effect.
Correct. Hmm. But like I said, when you have the Bluetooth earbuds in your ear, the state law says you can only have one in. And sometimes that's just not enough. So we're literally, we can't, I mean, what are we supposed to do? We make a phone call, we have to, pull over and park and whatever. It's just crazy.
You think they'll enforce this law on illegal aliens, Paul?
Of course not, Howie. Come on.
I know.
Later, Howie. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Have a good weekend. 14th Amendment. Forget about it. Like everything. It's like all those other amendments. The First Amendment, forget about it. No more freedom of speech. No more Second Amendment rights. No more Sixth Amendment right to confront your accuser. It's all out the window. When we come back on Monday, you won't be able to use a handheld cell phone in Massachusetts. I'm Howie Carr.